You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. I'm, you know, nothing better hanging out with Rock and Mark Van Buren, and I got Chavop Burgers.
Yeah.
And Filthy Pirate Coffee, it's Italian roast. I'm there.
It's a Prestovitsa. Prestovitsa.
Welcome back, 790-2040. Mark's going to be counting down top 10 Donald Sutherland movies.
Ooh.
Coming up. So
rest in peace, Donald.
Absolutely. Did 100 films, and he did so many, I added an additional one, so I have 11.
What a monster. Yeah. He's so awesome.
Yeah, he was great. He was
100 films?
Great. Yeah.
That's half of Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Right.
I don't talk like this.
Right.
So, Rocco, we're thinking, I don't want to curse anything.
Let's say we'll be open October 1st. That sounds good.
Man.
That way
the track record with the road doesn't bode well.
No. They're doing a lot of construction over at the new place. It looks well. It looks good. You know, I got to apply for my liquor license next week so I can hit this mark. Yep. It takes close to 90 days to get one nowadays.
I bet.
And then, we signed up with a POS system, and we're upgrading a bunch of stuff. That's point of sale, not the other POS. No, it's not the traditional POS.
We're talking a restaurant table here.
Yeah, point of sale system. We're going to have handhelds at your table for faster ordering and checkout and stuff like that.
It's a way to go.
Yeah, we're going to have a screen in the kitchen to double check your orders and stuff.
What
it's going to be like... Like, some people are going to quit here, and they're like, this is just too professional, Rocco. I can't really work in this environment.
It's not going to have the culture and character of the old Roccos.
Yeah, I'm already preparing shirts that say, the other location was better.
I would. I feel like opening night, I do want you, like, in some sort of a bow tie and a... And it just
sure.
Just,
I'll get a bow tie.
Like I want you like doing like
suspenders.
Rick, no.
Yeah.
I want no.
We call them braces, but
like,
that's okay.
Like Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca. I want you kind of walking around.
I'll slick my hair back.
We were talking.
How's everything tonight?
That's perfect.
We were talking about you're going to start doing some surveys of items that people. Did you don't do or you haven't done in a while that you can include it.
Is there a special we've done that needs to be a menu item? What do you always wish we had when you've come by, you know?
What's something that you haven't done in a while or just can't do because you've done miracles in that kitchen.
Sure.
You know, like Scotty from Star Trek. That's
right.
What you guys, miracle makers in there.
Well, this the pizza of the month that we have that I brought today is the Opson pizza, and we're gonna do a version of that on the menu. So we'll have time and effort to be able to put like carne asada on our menu and stuff. So
I love it.
Yeah, that'll be a menu item.
Okay.
And also, I know we're going to have like some sort of burger and fries thing because people have asked, they ask for fries, like, you know, I hear that 3 times a day. We just can't really do it where we are now, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
the like I said, our friend George from Athens, it's Greek. He's in San Diego. He's a place called Chicago Fire Grill.
Sure,
and he's doing like this Greek burger thing with feta on it.
Yeah, that's
with the French fries.
That's good stuff.
If you're looking for more inspiration, I watched the first Bear last night of the new season.
How is it?
It was a recap of what had taken place, and they went back and him working at the French Laundry and getting abused by the chefs there and all that kind of stuff. And it was pretty good, but it really it was more of a recap of where we have been and where we're going. So that's the first one. But God, that show is so good because it is so realistic. And it's so funny because I'll watch it with my wife and she'll say, oh, that doesn't happen. I go, that happens all the time. That's what a restaurant is.
Yeah, I got 4 episodes in. Of the first season, I was like, I can't watch.
No, it's hard to
watch. It's like my dad watching cop shows. He just couldn't do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's so realistic. It's unbelievable. And CJ said the same thing. It's just like when you're watching this thing, you can't believe how realistic it is. I mean, because that is exactly the way that
it is. I don't want to hear the word health department when I watch a TV show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or the order didn't come in right. Like, this is not entertainment for me. This is
real
sad,
life. Yeah.
reality.
Multiple people in the food business have expressed what you're saying.
Right.
There's too much real stress
right.
to watching the bear.
Yeah, when he went to the 12-step meeting, I was just like, I got to get out of here. I can't watch this.
Well, let me tell you what happened in the last episode of the last season, though. And it's just so they're doing the opening night. They redone the restaurant. They're ready to rock and roll. He's done all the menu preparation and everything. He gets locked into the cooler and can't get out. So they have to do the entire meal without him.
Oh my God.
It's like, and he's freaking out, and it's just like he let everybody down because they didn't have the safety, you know, a push bar in there.
Okay, we're going to have a safety push bar.
There you go.
Why wouldn't
awesome.
You have a safety push bar? Okay, that's a good out plot device, but that doesn't work in real life.
Sounds like a Laverne and Shirley.
Right. Right. He's shivering with some...
Carmine Ragusa's outside waiting to propose to right. Shirley, but she's trapped in the freezer, and then he got cold feet.
Here's a Laverne and Shirley question.
Oh, no. Okay.
Why...
Shlemiel.
Why did everybody have an East Coast accent in Milwaukee? Even
you're right.
when I was a...
You're right.
Child, I knew yeah. this was something was amiss, you know.
although I get accused of a Chicago accent from time to time, and that's upstate New York,
right? Well, that's the Midwest, Lake Great Lakes accent
right.
is very.
But you're
similar.
Right. I mean, that
broadly
was,
similar.
That was hardcore Brooklyn.
No, everybody sounded like they're from New Jersey. Okay, let's get off the
Carmine injury. Ragusa.
Yeah.
It's now new. Yeah. What are you saying?
Right. Wow.
Right. Let's go to break. Rocco, Christy, Simone, and you, and Mark Van Buren at RoccosLittleChicago.com. We're getting close to top 11.
This is going to be
Donald Sutherland movies.
There you go.
We're playing Alan Michaels' playlist today. Some group called the Beatles.
I'm going to Liverpool in September.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Ruddles. Wake up too soon. Oh, Brandy's back. There she is. Love it.
It's technically not a one-hit wonder because I guess they had another chart.
Oh, yeah. Their second song was called Randy with an I.
Jimmy.
About another girl.
Jimmy
loves Marianne.
I don't think that was it. But
did you
anyway.
Say Jimmy loves Marianne? Was it
or Billy loves Marianne? Somebody loved Marianne.
Yeah, I don't know. But
Gilligan loved Marianne?
I don't know. I consider it a one-hit wonder.
It was 98 on the charts. And debuting at 98 on the charts this week from that band that did Randy.
I always love when Billboard had like 47 different charts.
Right.
And you had to like, it's the contemporary hot 47.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Like,
the hot 100.
Yeah.
There's the blistering 100 and then the hot 100.
Yeah. Totally different.
You know, isn't that all gone, though, since he's been gone, Casey? Yeah. Right?
Just the industry's so different. Who even knows what's going on?
Exactly.
So the only time I hear it is on XM, and they do replay Casey's on 70s on 7.
I listen to it every week.
Right? I love that.
And then the 80s, they have the MTV VJ people on 80s on 8 do
nice.
The countdown.
Wow. They do America's Top 40 every Sunday on The Drive.
Oh,
really?
Well,
okay, cool.
Every Sunday morning.
That's
I got to listen to that.
Plug. No, we love shameless plugs.
Right.
That's all we do is shameless plugs on this damn show.
It's always fun to hear, like, and debuting at number 42, Led Zeppelin. It's like, oh, yeah, Led Zeppelin was a new band for a minute, you know?
That's Rocco. Rocco's Little Chicago.
Oh, hi,
hi, buddy.
Hey.
The last summer in the swamp cooler, dude.
Yeah, man. We're, we're rallying the troops.
I feel like you guys, you saw the wonderful movie Office Space, right?
Yeah.
Remember when they took their frustrations out on the old fax machine?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't know what we're going
to Can you do that to the swamp cooler?
No. We have to leave it for the next guy. Because
they're not blowing that thing up.
I don't think so. They're actually
Rocco's Museum.
I am not. I can't disclose who may or may not be buying the building, but they're measuring the kitchen today right after this.
Lindy, please move out of downtown and save yourself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, isn't it
perfect for him?
Isn't it kind of funny how no one has gone into the Frankie's building where they kicked them out with higher rent?
It's raised to the ground.
Oh, it is raised now?
Yeah, there's pipes sticking out of the ground, so they're putting something in there.
Oh, I got it for you.
What is it?
It's going to be...
Sell it and go.
I think it's Salad and Go.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How are they going to Salad and Go on Broadway?
How are they going to do that? Because they need a big spot for
the drive-through.
Drive-through.
Well, the Salad and Go is only as big as a queen size bed.
Right. It's small, but yeah. I mean, you're going to use that whole parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So think about this: the Salad and Go, the first one on Speedway in Craycroft.
Yeah,
that is a traffic nightmare.
Yeah.
Because if it's busy, the traffic does stick into Speedway sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And so there's no pullout, right, for a bus over there. And so literally, and I've seen people do the gas hole thing where they cut through the parking lot while all that's going on also.
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh, no. I would never do that.
I'll tell you.
Did you win your club championship?
Yeah, exactly. I got a 6 handicap.
He's like Uncle Rico. He's like Uncle Rico. I can hit a golf ball over that mountain.
You know where they ought to put a Salad and Go?
In Oro Valley at La Cañada and Naranja. That empty lot that's been sitting there forever.
Oh, yeah.
It'd kill.
That, oh.
So they're doing the Angie's Lobster Shack.
Right.
Where the old
it's Bookman's. Lobster sandwiches.
Yeah. At the old Bookman's area on Campbell and Grant.
Oh, sure. They are?
That's okay, there. Cool.
And they're doing one on Broadway and Wilmot.
So it's adjacent to the giant Starbucks that's on the corner? Or?
No, there's a Starbucks on the old Bookman's?
Yeah, it's already open. There's an open Starbucks in front of the whale mural.
All right, so anyway, it'll be next to that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Interesting. So
have you been to an Angie's yet?
I have not. I went to the Gyro Shack once, and it was super greasy. It's like healthy fast food. I'm like, have you never had a gyro?
This is the shack on Wilmot?
Yeah.
I've been on Broadway?
On Broadway, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about a little bigger than a photo mat.
Yeah, I stained my.
I was going to say photo mat
really bad.
Is there any photo mats that survived the actual building? No, the actual building.
Yeah,
you know, like they turned it into some coffee places.
Sure,
I've seen that up north.
I wonder if Coffee Times on Speedway was.
I feel like a photo could have been. I think a photo mat's still got to be too small to do coffee.
Right, it's basically just a tough shed with a weird roof.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, nobody knows what we're talking about.
It was killer.
They're under 40.
Oh, great. It's those old farts talking about photo mat. Right.
The home of Eastman Kodak.
We used to wait for our pictures.
Grandpa.
So Angie's Lobster Shack is owned and operated by the guys who started and used to own Salad and Go.
Okay.
So they sold Salad and Go to another company.
And they're like, you know what's a cheap product? Lobster.
So these guys are in Phoenix.
Okay.
They have probably 7 or 8 locations in Phoenix right now. Yeah. And they're the prototype, just like they did with Salad and Go. It's the way limited service, very focused.
Sure.
So all they do is lunch and dinner, they do lobster rolls.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so you get your lobster roll. It's on a thing of Texas toast.
Okay.
Right? Right? Good French fries, and they give you a drink that's either iced tea, lemonade, iced coffee, or some sort of Gatorade-esque thing you can choose from.
Bug juice.
Right. Bug juice, thank you.
Yeah. Used to love bug juice.
And you get it, so I'm sure, I think it went up a buck, but it's about $10.99.
For a lobster roll?
For a lobster roll.
You can't buy one of those in New England for $10.99.
So, I know. So he has a lobster supplier from Maine that he identifies, that he gets it from. Drive-through only.
Yeah.
They do have a walk-up window, but I rarely see people use it. Credit card only.
Right.
And then in the morning they do breakfast sandwiches.
It's one poor dude in there making all of this.
There's two.
Okay.
There's two. Okay. But I'm telling you, so that blew up, and now he has another place, another concept called Prime Grill, Angie's Prime Grill.
Sure.
And so it's almost like they're doing steak, chicken, shrimp as your protein, and then a variety of ways you can get.
You know what they've taken the old McDonald's concept, the original one McDonald's,
right.
and they've converted it to lobster, and they did the same thing with salad, and it's ingenious.
The Salad and Go, man, you can't get a cheaper lunch than that, and you're not going to die if you live off of that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And no, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, this is so.
I mean, you got to chew more than usual.
I mean. I mean, only a crazy person would go into a bigger brick and mortar with a dining room. Oh, sorry. But I mean, isn't quick service heading this way more than ever?
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm. You know, I just want one career out of this, Chris.
I'm with you, my friend.
a dying piece. I can't look to the future.
A Rocco's Wings Express.
Right.
That's all.
Hot Sticks Express. That's all you get.
But so when you're in Phoenix,
yeah,
give them a shot.
Okay,
tell me what you think. I think it's good.
And yet, there's still no White Castle in Tucson.
That's true.
That's sad.
So years ago, my brother and I, like 15, 20 years ago, we said, "Man, let's see what it would take to do a White Castle." We thought it'd fit the demographic of Tucson.
Oh, I think it would kill them.
And in those days, we actually have a letter someplace where they said we are not prepared to supply anything west of the Mississippi.
Right. It's an infrastructure thing, but you know, like. I had White Castle in Vegas. There's two of them there.
Did you have... We had a knockoff in Rochester when I was a kid. It was called White Tower.
Oh, we didn't have that.
No.
That sounds a little dicey to me.
In my neighborhood, there was a fake one called Phil's Castle with a K.
I like it. Was it any good? Or?
It was okay. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know.
Yeah. So the southern knockoff was called Crystals.
Okay. And they're still around.
Yeah.
I used to go to them all the time.
Yeah, because I did the, when I was staying in New Orleans for a conference one weekend, there was a Crystals right down from my hotel. And that was like my go-to morning breakfast place was coffee and a Crystals.
Absolutely.
We used to go to the White Castle in Whiting, Indiana, and it was from 1928. It was one of the original, like, came on a truck bed White Castles, and they just knocked it down last year.
Oh, wow. Like, I think someone didn't buy it for a miniature golf course or something.
Well, they built a bigger White Castle next to it and turned it into a parking lot. But it was one of the last of the original recipe.
Phoenix had, they have the one on Indian Bend and 101.
Right.
They just opened up one in front of the IKEA in Tempe.
No kidding.
So in your way.
There is one?
That's on my way to my brother's house. That's great.
And then they're opening another one on the west side. So they're blowing up in Phoenix. So, all right, we're going to get into Donald Sutherland movies. You're going to hang out a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, RoccosLittleChicago.com to find out menu, hours of operation, and follow him on Facebook for all the exciting new Rocco's pictures and poems and everything.
Rocco's News.
All right, we're listening to the Alan Michaels playlist. I figured with Alan, I should pop my collar up for Alan today. I'm the only one with a collar here today, so... I can't get more fun than Rocco's here. Rocco's Little Chicago.
Hey,
Mark Van Buren's here from Mark's Little.
Where am I from?
Syracuse. Rochester.
Syracuse.
Sorry. Rochester. And straight from the Joliet prison area is Laura Iacobucci.
Hello,
Booch. What's going on?
Nothing. Just hanging out.
A good Irish name, as they say in the Midwest.
You guys may know Laura from our airing of grievances episode.
Yes. I haven't been here in that long. That's crazy.
Maybe.
Nope.
So that was a great episode.
It was a great episode.
I think one of my favorite ones that Laura made me aware of was that bothered her and Greg were both bothered by people who take too long to get through the red light in front of you.
Oh, it's the worst.
Because there's too much space between the cars?
Right. Or when you got a turn and the dude just doesn't move up and you can't get in the turn right.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
This could drop into an airing of grievances
episode. Go there.
We got it. It's an annual show. Yeah.
That and, of course, our scariest convenience store Halloween stores show is still... Who knew?
Top 10 material.
3 hours of phone calls on scary convenience stores. So, and CJ got the Rookie of the Year award for Colden Escalante, Circle K, as a new frightening convenience store in Tucson. We already knew about Oracle Road, so lots of winners in there. Mark, you said that Donald Sutherland, who just passed away, did 100 movies.
He did 100 movies, right at 100. Isn't that something? Just passed away. He was from St. John, New Brunswick, Canada.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Look at that.
I have a little quote here from him I thought was pretty good.
Second greatest Canadian actor behind Bill Shatner.
He never won an Academy Award. He's won several other awards, BAFTA Awards and whatever, but he was given an honorary Academy Award in 2017, and he said, "I have to tell you that I have been beset by my mind's unrelenting interrogation of me, demanding if I deserve this or not. And in a quandary, I finally found peace in the words of the great Benjamin Kubluski. I don't know who that is, who is also known as Jack Benny.
How about that?
When he said, as I say to you now, I don't deserve this, but I don't deserve arthritis either.
All right.
There you go.
Not bad.
A little sense of humor.
Well, anyone who's quoting Jack Benny has my respect.
That's right.
Rochester.
I love Rochester.
Yeah.
So
see, it comes up in more ways than one.
What's number 11?
What's number 10A? You
have violated the rules.
No, I just 10A and 10B. So.
Thank you. You should run for office.
They're his rules. Come on.
I can do what I want. Eye of the Needle, 1981, 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. You can see this on Tubi. And yes. What I'm finding is, especially since he just passed away, almost every one of his films is on one of these free.
Cool. And isn't Tubi awesome? It's like a bad TV show. Love
it. Is it one of the free streaming things?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because I have Pluto because I want to watch Iron Chef Japan's on there.
I have Pluto too.
All the time. So so my thing with Eye of the Needle just came up in my list because it's related to D-Day.
Yeah, it's a spy thriller. What Donald Sutherland plays this spy that has information on D-Day, the invasion, and he's going to give it to Hitler. And he gets on his boat, and fortunately or unfortunately, however you look at it, they go through the storm, and he ends up on this island with this woman, and they have a relationship. But it is very thrilling because she finds out what he is.
Is there heavy petting involved?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Briefly.
Yes, that was Christy Simone there for you.
When was Donald Sutherland born? Just to give us some perspective.
Donald Sutherland was
35.
Born.
35.
Yeah, I'm going to say mid-30s.
1935,
July 17th.
Yep. Yeah, I just read that on the internet.
Yeah, very good.
You guys have your finger on the pulse of the internet.
That's awesome. Wow. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Anyway. 10B, and this is one I think Rocco probably has never seen. It's called National Lampoon's Animal House. I saw it on opening night in Houston, Texas.
0.0.
It was done in 1978, 91%, and in my opinion, probably one of the best comedies, if not the best comedy ever done.
It's so good.
It is so good. And Donald Sutherland, although plays a bit part in this, he's a professor. He's sensational.
He steals the scene.
He steals the scene when he reaches for that high cabinet up there, and he's wearing nothing but a sweater. Yeah, yeah. It was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. He low key steals the scene because he's like the stoned professor, right?
So, oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's really, really good. So
this really launched a whole bunch of other movies, right?
If you
think about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no Porky's without animals.
No, a lot of things. And eventually the actors actually were the right age that they were portraying.
Oh, that's
and
true.
It took about 10 years, but like, yeah.
So many good scenes. You know, Belushi as Bluto really made his career in this movie
here. Yeah.
Right? Matheson's perfect in this
Absolutely.
Movie. John Vernon as Dean Wormer. And again, it has one of our favorite quotes, which is Kevin Bacon at the parade saying, you know, basically when, you know, he's freaking out, saying everything's under control, don't freak out kind of thing. That's...
Lots of quotable lines like, you know, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to
go through life.
I don't know how many times I've had to say that.
One of the good scenes, though, with Sutherland in it is when they're all smoking pot over his house and they got the curtains drawn and everything.
Right, right.
And they're doing, and the kid's looking at his thumbnail. He goes, "You mean to tell me the universe could be in my thumbnail?" It's just like, it is so good. It is just really fantastic.
And then the ROTC jerk who was in the Twisted Sister video,
right.
Niedermeyer. I mean, come on, all the stereotypes.
Yeah,
the villains
are just as great as the main character.
Right, between the frat boy Niedermeyer and John Vernon.
Right,
that's a win.
Now here's a piece of trivia on this that'll blow your mind. Right, so they asked John Landis, the director, asked him. You know, to do the movie. And he goes, "I'm so confident it's going to be good, I'll give you 2%. And he goes, no. He goes, "I just want to be paid cash. $40,000. That's what he got. The 2% was going to be several million dollars.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ouch!
He's like, yeah, this one's going to be at the drive-ins.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it, definitely one of the top 10 comedies of all time.
It's great. Oh, it's definitely in my top 10, dude. For sure.
Yeah. Laura, you're a little quiet over there.
No, absolutely. I agree with you.
She's checking her phones. And
I didn't believe that he had 100 movies, and I was looking at them. I'm like, oh, wow. God.
Yeah, he did a lot.
You're going to do 100 movies one day, Laura.
I mean, he's no Michael Caine. No Michael Caine.
What's your next one?
Hunger Games. Done in 2012. I had to put this in there for Rocco's age group. 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. You can see it on YouTube. And
he's the villainous.
He's the president.
The president.
Yeah,
right.
and he's sensational.
He's sensationally vile, yeah. For sure.
And our other buddy in there is in there, the one with the cooking show.
Tooch.
Stanley Tucci. The two of these guys together, they're just like gold. It is really, really a good futuristic type movie, and he's sensational.
And it goes on. There's like two others after that.
Yeah.
And, so I've heard that it gets a little. I was okay with the first one. You know, it was just told you where we were psychologically when those books started coming out, that all we were doing was taking kids and putting them in a gladiator arenas. I was still trying to. There's something deep about
that. See, I always have a problem. If you're going to do sequels and prequels and all that kind of stuff, then you need to come up with some original thought. And what they do is they're notorious about this, and they've done this with all the Marvel comic movies and stuff. Right. After a while, I mean, how many, do you need 17 Spider-Man movies? Do you really need that? Do you not have writers?
We need to reboot this reboot of a reboot.
And that's what they do. It's incredible. Yeah.
Hollywood is pretty much creatively and otherwise bankrupt, just dead right now.
Well, that's why people will always say to me, you know, how come the movies were so good in the 50s, 60s, and 70s? And the reason is because the original thought, they had very good writing.
Right.
Now what we're talking about is special effects and car crashes and all this kind of stuff. We're not talking about the actual story.
Right.
When you take a movie like 12 Angry Men, and I use it a lot, but it's shot in one room, and it has 12 actors in it, and they're sensational.
Right. Even the 80s was great, because that's where all of the genres that they're recycling came from, basically.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
But they were taking chances by starting those then.
Yep.
The 70s is especially good just because they would make any movie in the 70s.
That's true. Yep.
They would make anything.
True.
Yeah, I noticed that Mark's starting to get hoarse like President Biden, so we're going to take a break.
Well, so, yeah, I have a slight cold. You know. Hey, if I told you about my handicap, it's a 6.
I won the championship at my club 5 times.
I hit that ball 20 so far. Year old. You know, I compete with Tiger Woods.
Tiger's asking me for lessons. All right, let's go to break. Chris, Laura, Mark, and Rocco, you're on Wake Up Tucson. Bunker is on the line with his Donald Sutherland cowboy movies.
Yeah.
So let's hear what Bunker's got when we come back. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Are you chewing gum? The Old Eagles, Last Resort, part of Alan Michaels' playlist today. I put my collar down already. It just feels weird doing an Alan Michaels with my collar down. You got to have it pop it up.
I love Alan Michaels.
Good man.
He's a good man.
That's our friend Lada Iacobucci. Paris.
Yeah. Throw the Paris in there.
I like it all together. That's French, just like our athletic director at the University of Arizona. Very, very French.
Who just fired IMG. So.
That's true. They did just fire IMG. Real quick, getting some debate emails I haven't looked at because I've been talking about Bosnian Burgers Pizza and Donald Sutherland. I like this is from Jim in Reeder Ranch. Several times last night, it looked like Biden was waiting for someone to cut up his steak.
It's a winner.
Let's go to line 2, a man who is still cutting his own steak as far as we know. Bunker on line 2. Bunker, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. It's the coolest donors. Wow. Hey, he was the coolest guy. This was a toughie because I didn't know the topic, so I had to do this off the top of my head.
Okay.
But.
Yep.
I got to start with one of his last later movies, Redemption.
Okay.
Father-son movie, him and his keeper. He's a Western, a true Western, out and out, oldie, smelly horse Western, and he's a preacher who is very strict. Sutherland, as a young boy, leaves him, goes off, becomes a gunfighter, becomes disillusioned with that life, and tries to return home. Meanwhile, the scallywags have decided to take over the town.
Uh-oh.
That's a good premise. You know. Now this is where it gets kind of interesting. I've got Alien Thunder, or the TV title, Dan Candy's Law. And this was a... basically, the storyline is he's a Mountie chasing a Cree Indian accused of a sergeant's murder. But the cast is really good. It's Sutherland, Kevin McCarthy, Keith Dan George, Jack Creedy. And it's a good movie. It's really enjoyable. It's, you know, it's a Canadian production.
Is the Mountie, wearing a red uniform?
Oh, he's the guy in the red, yes.
Okay, all right, just checking.
He stands out in the snow.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah. And then the third one, and I'm ashamed to mention it, I really am, is Revolution, 1985. I don't know if you guys remember it. It's one of those movies you kind of burns your brain.
Is this the one with Pacino?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. That's trash.
Yeah, it's not very good. Yeah,
it's bomb with a capital B, capital O, capital M, capital T. And, you know, there's some good performances in there, but unfortunately, Pacino just, you know, he hams it up to the point that you want to give up bacon.
don't do that. Don't ever do that.
it's Pacino, Sutherland, the wonderful, beautiful Natasha Kinski, Joan Plowright, Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox from the Eurythmics is in the Revolution.
Yeah, yeah. And then the great Indian actor, Graham Greene, one of my favorite
actors.
Oh,
he's tremendous.
And Robbie Coltrane. And again, I'll leave it at that. I will throw a couple of movies there that are not truly Westerns, but they're kind of borderline. Johnny Got His Gun in 1971, aftermath of World War I. And one of my favorite Hollywood movies, which I don't think was very successful, Day of the Locust, but it's about the 1935 movies. And it's a good movie if you want to kind of get the feeling for what movies used to be.
Indeed, it is. Yep.
And I'll leave you with this. Today is the opening day of Horizon. Go see it. I am.
Awesome. That's the Kevin Costner flick.
Yeah, absolutely. That should be really good.
All right. Good job, Bunker.
Thank you, guys. Good show. Bye-bye.
All right. Weekend. What's your next Donald Sutherland movie?
Kelly's Heroes. One of my favorite movies of all time.
A lot of people love him in this movie.
1970, you can see it on YouTube, but it is going to cost you. But I think if you check the various streaming services, you might be able to find it for free. It takes place, and what a cast of characters it's got. It's got Clint Eastwood, Telly Savalas, Don Rickles is in this movie, along with Donald Sutherland. And it's about these guys who find, it's during World War II, and they discover that there's this town that the Germans have hidden all this gold in this bank vault, and they're going to go in and steal it. And so he gets this ragtag group of people together, and they go behind the lines to do this. And Donald Sutherland plays this guy called Oddball. And he's the tank commander, and he's absolutely tremendous. He's kind of like a flower child type guy. And there's this one scene where they're fixing the tank, and he's just sitting there drinking wine and eating cheese. And Telly Savalas goes up to him, and he goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, the tank's broken." He goes, "Why aren't you helping him fix it?" He goes, "Man, I only ride him. I don't know what makes him work." So he
sounds
tremendous.
Like most people driving their car right now.
Exactly.
They're eating cheese while they're driving down Speedway right now.
You got to do it, man.
It's interesting. So this is like a funnier version of a movie that's coming up later, which is Dirty Dozen.
Indeed. Yeah.
You know, I was just looking at his IMDb. It's amazing how many movies you can make in a year or be in, right?
Yeah.
They don't do this anymore. He was in 1970. He was in five flicks.
Yeah.
So every 2.5 months, there was a Donald Sutherland movie coming out. So
incredible.
What's your next one?
Next one is Clute, 1971, 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Clute.
You can see it on Tubi for free.
This is the one with Jane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jane plays the prostitute, and Sutherland.
What's a prostitute do?
A prostitute is a lady of the night, the oldest profession. And that's as far as I go. Donald Sutherland plays this detective.
And, like a farmer? That's an old profession.
I'm just it's kidding. Not as old as that one.
Ow!
Oh! Anyway, he basically, they have to find this killer. And I'm sorry.
That prostitute thing blew your
whole
group.
Yeah, it really did. Sorry, but Jane Fonda and he worked together to find this guy who's a killer. And he keeps making obscene phone calls to Jane Fonda. So it's kind of interesting.
That's the nicest thing. I think Laura says, Chris, you're a monkey wrench. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
That's what he does. He trips me up every week.
So why is Clute good? What do you like about Clute?
Hey, again, I think it shows the dynamic characters that he's played. He plays a pretty straight detective in this one.
Right.
And Jane Fonda, I believe, won an Academy Award for this. She's sensational in it. And it's just it's a really, really the partnership between the two trying to find this guy. It's suspenseful. It's a very good flick.
Awesome. Let's sneak one more in before top of the hour.
A Time to Kill.
A Time to Kill.
1996, 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. Again, you can see it on Tubi. Listen to this cast. Matthew McConaughey, Sandra Bullock, Samuel L. Jackson, Kevin Spacey. I mean, really, really good star-studded group of people. And it's based on a John Grisham best-selling novel. And it takes place, Sutherland plays Will Banks, a very once prominent civil rights lawyer, and teams up with Matthew McConaughey to try to help this Samuel L. Jackson, who is who's basically accused of murder when his wife and daughter are raped and killed. And it is it's a very gripping movie.
Who is not in this movie? I'm looking at the cast right now. Chris Cooper.
His son is in this too.
Patrick McGowan. Is that the prisoner?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
He's the judge.
And Kiefer Sutherland's in it as well.
Charles Dutton Rock from the Fox Show?
Yeah.
We got it all.
I know.
I love it. It's got Matthew, who's in this?
Matthew McConaughey. The guy who does those, what commercials are those?
Well, I'm just cruising through a dream on my Lincoln Navigator.
In my Lincoln Navigator. That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
And what happens is the ghosts of the past come to visit me, and we sit down in front of a warm fire, and we have a wild turkey together, driving my Lincoln Navigator.
How many more?
We got five more to go.
Laura Iacobucci Paris is here.
I know.
It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
We haven't seen each other since lunch at the Just Kebabs that day. That's the last time we saw each other.
When you're the mayor.
Mark, Laura, and Chris coming up next.